Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. As you said it, it is the day of March Madness. It is Chris Pavone with the Fantasy Sports News Update. The first round of the Madness commences. In just a few hours, we will be giving you updates on games throughout the day as the games begin. But let's look at some headlines from around the big dance. Last night, the final two of the first four were decided. North Dakota State beat NC Central 78-74. They will advance to play top-seeded Duke in the East region. And in the coaching marquee matchup, Bobby Hurley and his Arizona State Sun Devils took down Chris Mullen and St. John 74-65. The Sun Devils move on to play Buffalo in the West region. Of the play-in teams, guys that have advanced, we're including Belmont and Fairleigh Dickinson University. Which team has the best chance of advancing past the first round?
Oh, I like Belmont. I like Belmont to beat Maryland, okay? Belmont shoots it real well. They were great in transition, and they got a post presence that I was introduced to on Tuesday night. I actually have Belmont advancing over Maryland in my bracket.
That is not going to happen. It's a nice story, but the reality is that's not going to happen. St. Mary's is going to be the one team that is going to surprise everyone as a 11 seed. They're the ones
the
who are going to advance.
The question was out of the first four games, Joe. The question was out of the winners of the play-in games.
No, I know
Mary's
that.
Is not an option.
I don't think – no, I
that's not what I'm trying to one of those four teams.
I only have one long shot that I'm betting. I only have one long shot that I am betting. And it's going to be St. Mary's. I don't think any of them can win. That's the problem. I don't think any of them can win. But of the long shots, of all the long shots today, over the next 2 days, St. Mary's is the one that can probably do the most damage. I'm not buying the rest of the 12s and the 13s. I am buying St. Mary's, though.
All right, guys. Well, Arizona State and Buffalo is going to be an interesting matchup, not just because of the actual matchup, but the fact is that Arizona State coach Bobby Hurley started his coaching career at the University of Buffalo, and his first move was to hire Nate Oates as his top assistant. Oates is now the head coach of the Bulls and will be staring down the sidelines at his former boss on Friday as the two teams will face each other in the West Region first round matchup. Hurley had talked to reporters and had this to say about how he'll feel playing against his former team and as a former assistant coach.
You know, I haven't really had a lot of time to think about how I'm going to feel, you know, on Friday. But, you know, Nate and I spoke and we both agreed that we're really good friends and we both helped each other tremendously in our careers, but that's probably not going to matter a whole lot on Friday.
This should be a very interesting matchup. And again, it's one of those things where it's really more about the coaching. Like the coaching names are going to be the marquee in this, right, Dane?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting idea of facing your pupil. Kind of thing. We see this in all sports, and a lot of times, to be honest, it's the teacher that usually schools the pupil in this scenario, so we will see. But Buffalo is a good squad. People may not know about them, but they're a very good team, the Bulls.
All right, guys. Staying on the trend of coaches in the tournament, Kentucky's John Calipari is doing everything to not only get his Wildcats ready for a deep run in the Big Dance, but also fighting off rumors he may be looking for a new job once the tournament is over. Amid rumors that UCLA is interested in hiring Calipari, remember they fired their head coach back on New Year's Eve, Calipari took to Twitter to let everyone know where he stands, saying, "Before I go to bed, let me just say this. I'm coaching at the University of Kentucky. In my opinion, there is no better job in the world to coach basketball. My plan and my desire is to retire at Kentucky. I think the university feels the same as I do, and we've talked openly about it. Now let's focus on tomorrow." Guys, there's been a lot of speculation around Calipari. A couple of years ago, there was a possibility that he could go to an NBA team. Now UCLA is interested in him. Guys, is John Calipari going to be the will Kentucky be the final place Calipari coaches?
I do think it's likely. But like, what do you expect Calipari to say at this point in time with his team about to head into the tournament? "Oh yeah, I'm thinking about my exit strategy here." Like, of course that's what he's going to say. You got to focus on the near term. And we'll hear this buzz around Calipari all the time. Maybe he'll go, but I think it's likely his last stop. He's got a nice little cushy situation right now.
All right, guys. Syracuse senior guard Frank Howard has been suspended indefinitely for what the team has described as a violation of athletic department policy. The school did not provide details about what led to the suspension, and Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim sidestepped a question about whether Howard would be eligible to return if the Orange advanced in the NCAA tournament. Howard will not be with the team when it begins March Madness with a matchup against the number 9 seed Baylor in Salt Lake City on Thursday. Hughes may be really missing out on the play of Howard, though, who went off for 28 points against Duke in the ACC tournament, guys.
Yep, it is unfortunate. I'm still riding with my orange, though.
And, that's the news from coaching story coming up. But for now, I am Chris Bavona. And you know what, Dane, for you, I'm going to go find a Syracuse sweater.
I like it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
It's happening. March Madness is upon us as we get ready to descend here over the next couple of weeks, trying to find a national champion, also trying to put a few bucks in our pocket. That is the whole point of March Madness, $4.5 billion being bet here over the next couple of weeks, not just in the tournament, but in things like something called an NIT and CIT and CBI and all sorts of tournaments in basketball happening right now. Upsets galore, by the way, in some of those other tournaments. How would you like to be an Alabama fan right now who was a 18.5-point favorite last night and ended up losing to an 8 seed in a tournament they obviously didn't want to be in, which is, you know, what makes those so much fun to watch and to bet on, because you got a feeling that teams like Alabama, who are playing a team from a place they probably never even heard of, have no idea exactly who they are, what they are, had absolutely no idea or have any sort of inclination to even want to be there. And yet they were still somehow an 18.5-point favorite last night and they lost. That is how you make money. That is how you do it, which is why you look at some of these games in the other conferences and you go, yeah, they probably they don't want to be there. I mean, Norfolk State getting 18.5 points last night, and I am fairly certain there wasn't a lot of people going, yeah, Norfolk State, you know, 22-13, a good year, but they actually took Alabama to overtime, and there had to be 18 people in the stands, by the way, to watch this game last night, and Alabama ends up losing. And one of the kids afterwards from Norfolk was interviewed and said, "Hey, man, what'd you think? It's Alabama, man. You know, it's Alabama." And he's like, "We knew from the warmups that we were going to win this game because," and we've talked about this all week, Dane, "you know, Norfolk's there like, forget it. This might as well be their national championship, right? That's it. SEC, Alabama. And they said, watching the body language of Alabama prior to that game, they're like, we knew we were going to win. And 18 and a half points, not only did you cover the money line, plus 850 last night, too. So, you just circle the dogs in these games and these other tournaments that you can make an awful lot of money, man. We'll talk some NBA, too. We're going to talk Miami Heat. Got a whole lot coming for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, big hour number two here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain. 7:20 here this morning. Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat making a huge push as they went into San Antonio, of all places, and took care of business last night, a place that not many teams have been able to beat the San Antonio Spurs, much less cover against the Spurs at home. But the Miami Heat did it last night. That's now back-to-back road games against Oklahoma City and the San Antonio Spurs. And don't look now, Miami is trying to wrap up the number 8 seed, possibly a number 7 seed with the games left they have on the road tonight, I believe, in Milwaukee, or tomorrow night on the road in Milwaukee. So we're going to check with one of the guys that actually follows the Heat, has been there since Dwayne Wade actually came to town many, many moons ago. Alphonse Sidney, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network. He's going to join us coming up, and we'll see what he thinks. Is this realistic? Can the Miami Heat, and the way they're playing now, can they do some damage? I mean, can they get a 7 seed? And then do you really want to be the number 1 or 2 seed playing Miami with the way they're playing right now, Dane?
Yeah, you know, I think that's interesting. Like, ultimately, no, I don't think the Miami Heat will upset Milwaukee or Toronto or whoever they see. But I'll put it in the category of, like, nice story and great to see for D-Wade in his swan song. But, no, I think we've talked about it all year long. We think those four teams at the top of the East, you know, Philly, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston are the cream of the crop in the East. I do expect those four teams to be the last four standing in the Eastern Conference semis. But, you know, nice story, and I'm glad they can make a late season run.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Milwaukee better get healthy, because if they're not, you can't be losing to Cleveland on the road last night and expect anybody to take you seriously. It's all about momentum heading into the end of the season and the playoffs, and right now they are a little bit banged up, and they lost last night. Milwaukee ended up losing to a Cavaliers team on the road. Now, that's kind of back-to-back losses here for Milwaukee, and Coach Budenholzer better figure it out. He better start figuring out the rotations that he's going to need to do, because the last thing you want to do is limp into a playoff team with a hot Miami Miami Heat team at 8 or whoever it may be at that particular point. It's going to be very hard for a young team like Milwaukee to be able to flip. It's one thing if we're talking about Golden State, I'd have more faith in them being able to. It doesn't matter. We lost 7 out of the last 10. Now we're going to be okay. You know, a young team like Milwaukee, that scares me. And, you know, you've got a veteran team in Miami that might feast off of that. Toronto, maybe not so much, because you've got some, you've got some experience. Veterans over there. Milwaukee, though, is like, dude, you can't be losing on the road to Cleveland. Like, what the hell was that? You know, you shouldn't even have to play anybody, and you should still be able to beat Tristan Thompson.
Absolutely, and this is one of the things I've been mentioning, you know, for the last month in terms of the Eastern Conference. I believe experience matters. I believe there's kind of a process and levels to this. You know, a team like Milwaukee, the new kid on the block, you know, it's a great regular season story, but I think ultimately they still need to get their playoff training wheels, right? And so I do not expect Milwaukee to come out of the East. You know, similarly, I think a team like Denver in the West, great story. I like what they're doing, but there are levels to this. So I don't expect these guys to come out of their conference despite their gaudy regular season records. I think they need the bumps, the bruises, and the calluses that form after those to truly be a playoff contender down the road. But I do think the Bucks are a good enough team to beat, say, the Miami Heat in the first round.
Well, we're going to get a preview of it tomorrow night in Milwaukee. We'll see exactly what kind of momentum and what kind of experience they can bring to the table, and can they get it done? But we'll check in with the guy, Alphonse Sidney, who does cover the Miami Heat. And I think expectations for Miami all year long was maybe a 6-7-8 seed, which is exactly where they find themselves. And we'll see if any of that has changed over the season. But also coming up here, 7:40 this morning, we'll talk to our friend Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, about some of the upsets that he likes, some of the games that he's got circled that he might actually be ponying up and going, you know what, I think there is some money to be made here. Now, one of the games also coming up today, you managed, you talked about the whole Minnesota taking on Louisville, right? We got the whole Rick Pitino son thing going on, taking on his dad's former school. Minnesota... What's the line in this game? I think it's -5 now, maybe 4 and a half, 5.
I got Louisville -5.
Here's the deal with Minnesota. What you got to keep in mind here. They are as offensively challenged a team that you will find at all that actually made the tournament. They are ranked 284th in offense efficiency. You know, we started this show this morning telling you about how the characteristics of the last 25 national champions, how they rank top 20 in both offense and defense. And, you know, of course, they got coaching and all of that good stuff. Minnesota is ranked 284th in offense and not that great in defense as well. 42nd in overall defensive efficiency. They have been more lucky this year than good, Dane, I think is what to say. They ended up beating a Purdue team because they ended up making a ridiculous boatload, obnoxious amount of three-point shots in that game that they normally would not make on a day-to-day basis. So they ended up winning. I can't see them getting past Louisville unless, I don't know, Rick Pitino gives, you know, Richard Pitino Yeah, some sort of, you know, or maybe he knows where the bodies are buried and there's a deal going to be cut here. And now, but I will say this. It's not as if he definitely has the scoop on some of the Louisville players. So it's not like it's unfamiliar, these kids that are going to be playing. To me, Louisville is another team limps into the tournament. They've won four games in their last 12. So they also lost in overtime to Florida State. They lost by two to a healthy Duke team. It hasn't been good. There was a late season struggle by Louisville, but I do think they'll have no problem beating Minnesota here and then eventually taking on, I think, Michigan State. Is that how you have it in your bracket as well there, Louisville advancing to Michigan State?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, but following my logic, again, for brackets, not for investing, okay? Mm-hmm. I got Michigan State going far, right? So to me, it's almost like the Louisville-Minnesota matchup is almost something of a throwaway, right? Because all I'm getting out of that is 1 point of potential either way. You know what I mean? Yeah. We talked about the point values in these brackets, right? I'm picking Michigan State over whoever it is there in the second round. So all I'm getting out of this arm of the bracket potentially is 1 point, you know? If I'm playing multiple brackets, this might be one where I split it up. I don't have strong feelings on this game, honestly, Joe. This is from an investing standpoint. This is a stay away from me. But in that situation, when I have Michigan State going far anyway, I split them up on my brackets, and that's what I did.
You know what it is? Louisville is because of that late season problems that they ran into. Louisville, from a statistical standpoint, should have been a better seed. But because they stumbled a little bit later, they're not really a 7 seed. They're more like a 5 seed, the numbers over history. Is that what we've seen? So they got a little undervalued in the seeding right now. But keep this in mind of what makes this so much fun. Louisville, I've taken them at 4.5 over Minnesota, because Minnesota is just, again, they're not going to be able to score 50 points here. The problem is Louisville beat Michigan State at home in November. All right. So just keep that in mind as they move along there. Another one of these stories lines. They ended up beating Michigan State in overtime on their floor back in late November. So could they do it again? You know, what happens is these kids think they can because they did. Right. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. They got to get past Minnesota, too. And I just don't think that is going to be a real big problem for them moving forward. You know what I mean? I just don't think that's going to be a problem. I do. I don't know who you had. Who were the final your final four teams in there? Who did you have coming out of the East region?
Yeah, I'm with Duke going to the Final Four.
Okay, so you're going to go with Duke. Okay, yeah, which is, let's face it.
In that region, yes.
Yeah.
The West is the region where I have non-1 or 2 seeds. In the West is kind of where I think the Cinderella comes. I like Texas Tech, potentially, in the West. And I like Florida State in the West, okay?
Also like that.
And by the way, Joe, I just went on over and I got the futures against Gonzaga and Michigan. I got, I got Texas Tech at like plus 800, and I got Florida State at plus 1250 to get out of it.
Nice! Now that is what I'm talking about. That's what you call profit, people. Miami Heat, Alphonse Sidney. We'll talk to him next.
Fantasy.
Big league, though, $200.
That's $200 league. It's a big-time draft.
The money is, but, you know, the players in the game are like local jabronis and stuff, you know what I mean?
So you crushed them.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I pretty much dominated. You have to hear this team.
He read me out his team.
It's pretty stacked.
It is a 10-team league, so, I mean, everyone might be stacked. But he basically put these jabronis through tables.
I'm here. At catcher, I got Danny Jansen. I got Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Nick Senzel.
It's a good team.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college. college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Little NBA talk here as we make our way through this Thursday, March Madness, craziness time, what it is, but it's also pretty crazy in the NBA as the final stretch here, teams trying to battle for playoff position. One of those teams right here in my backyard, the Miami Heat, and we're going to talk a little Heat because they did something last night I didn't see them doing, and not many teams have been able to do that, is going to San Antonio and beat the Spurs. And joining us here on the phone today, good friend Alphonse Sidney, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network. He covers the Miami Heat. And Alphonse, first of all, good morning, man. But you and I, we talked months ago when the season first started, and we both said to each other, listen, what is the Miami Heat? Well, the Miami Heat may be a 6, 7, or 8 seed. And I'm wondering what you are seeing from this team now. Is that still the best we can hope for? 6, 7, you know, and right now they're an 8 seed. But is that it? Are they just simply an 8 seed who's going to get bounced out in the first round, my man?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's this has been fun. But, yeah, that's probably what it's going to be. The best you really can hope for is, you know, they go up against the Bucks or the, you know, or the Sixers. And maybe they pull out a game. I mean, if they pull out two games, I think there'll be a parade in Miami. But it's not. This is not a. This is not a second round team. Maybe they get lucky. You know, the playoffs are crazy. The Bucks have had some injuries. The Sixers have looked shaky at times. The Raptors. I mean, Kawhi. Down the stretch, they're not playing as well as they were earlier in the year. But I just, you know, with the Heat, what you're really hoping for is a couple great Dwayne Wade moments. You're hoping for these young guys to get some more playoff experiences, and you're just hoping for maybe a 5-6 game series.
What did you see last night? I mean, listen, the last couple of games, Oklahoma City on the road. Last night, San Antonio on the road. They're going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow night. The one thing we've always known about the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, is they don't quit. And, you know, this is what I'm seeing from them now is maybe some of the grittiest and some of the best basketball we have seen all year right now from them.
Yeah, what you're seeing is you're seeing their defense. Right, and this is what normally happens with the Heat. Historically, Eric Spoelstra has one of the best March winning percentages in league history. I mean, this team turns it on after the All-Star break year after year. And, you know, there's different reasons for it, and, you know, you could come up with your own reasons. Not sure what it is. Maybe it's just the time, the continuity. Eric Spoelstra's defense is just—it's not easy to—it's really not easy to learn. It's very complex. It requires a lot of effort, and maybe over the course of the year, things just start to click. And also, the team has gotten healthy. I mean, Justice Winslow is out, but now you have Goran Dragic, you got Dwayne Wade, you have Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, all coming off the bench. These guys are NBA starters, and that's your bench. So that's one of the things that's been really interesting, to see how this bench is outscoring other teams. You've had a couple games where Dwayne and Goran have both gone for 25 points off the bench in a week. I mean, I don't know when the last time that's happened. Probably the Spurs with Ginobili and somebody else. But it gives you that kind of Ginobili feeling when Goran's coming off the bench. And you know he's a capable starter, but it's just that extra punch. Dwayne's been great in these fourth quarters. So you're seeing a lot of that stuff, and you're just seeing that this team, they're on the same page. I mean, when the offense isn't going, they grind it down to a halt, and they're preventing the other teams from scoring until the reserves can get in there. It's been fun to watch, especially with the young guys starting, and that's probably the most fun thing about this season is that. You got, after the All-Star break, you have Justice Winslow, Josh Richardson, and Bam Adebayo all in the starting lineup. And this is something that fans down here have been clamoring for I don't know how long. I know, Joe, me and you have talked about it, that that's basically what this season is about. And, we call them the kids. It's about the kids, and it's about Dwayne Wade. And that's really what this whole story has become about after the All-Star break. And it's just made this season and this team a lot more fun and a lot more watchable.
Hey, Alphonse, this is Dane Martinez here. Nice to have you on the show. I want to ask you this, man, because you're plugged in there with the Heat, and it sounded like you have kind of managed expectations for the Heat, despite them going 8-2 in their last 10. They're going to wind up probably with a first-round exit if they get there, and it'll be nice in Dwayne Wade's swan song if he can have another little career highlight, right, to win a playoff game and kind of put a cap on it. So that's cool. I think we're all on the same page. I want to spin it forward to the future. Here, Alphonse, you talk about Winslow and some of the other kids. We talk on this show about how in all professional sports, it's kind of like a race away from the middle. In the NBA, you're either tanking and trusting the process, or you're trying to sign those max free agents and go for it. Without Dwayne Wade next year moving forward, I kind of see the Heat as one of these teams in purgatory, as one of these teams in the middle. You talk about excitement for Bam Adebayo and Winslow and some of the other kids, but this summer, Alphonse, which direction are the Heat going to go? Are they going to try and sign big-time free agents and take a shot at it in the East, or are they going to kind of more, quote-unquote, trust the process and let these kids develop and grow and build together? Which direction are the Heat going to go this summer if they're going to try and run away from that middle and not just be a 7 or 8 seed?
Well, the good thing is there's not much of a guessing game because, as you said, the Heat are in kind of a purgatory stage. There's nowhere to go, right? They don't have many options. You got Goran and you got Hassan. They have player options this summer, and they're probably going to opt in. I mean, there's some people who think Goran's going to opt out of his last year for $20 million and maybe do something like 3 years, $27 million, so that he retires with the Heat because he seems to love the organization. I don't see Hassan Whiteside opting out of a $28 million year because right now he's a dinosaur in the NBA. And I don't see anybody even giving him that much money over a long-term deal. So the Heat have that. The Heat have those contracts on their books. They really don't have much space to sign anybody big. They have their draft pick. They have all their draft picks going forward except for 2021. Really what the Heat's play is to continue to develop these kids, like you said. Hopefully, they'll have these guys on expiring deals. Maybe they can move Hassan. Maybe they'll move Goran. I don't see them trading Goran because he's such a part of the culture and such a part of the fabric of the team. But maybe Hassan gets moved because he's on a big aspiring deal. But really what the Heat really just need to do is kind of just wait it out. They signed some bad contracts in 2017. When you look at James Johnson, Deion Waiters, and they got off of the Tyler Johnson contract, but they took back Ryan Anderson. So they kind of just have to wait this out, right? And the good thing about where the Heat are at is that they're waiting it out while also they do have some fun young players. And then when you talk about the kids, you got to even add Derrick Jones Jr. in there because, I mean, airplane mode is one of the most exciting guys in the NBA. So that's it. There's really no other option. It's really 2021 or bust. You know, they are what they are, and the fan base either just has to accept it and enjoy watching these young guys develop.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, the fan base is in the middle of a civil war. Half the guys want to tank, half the guys want to make the playoffs. So, but it's really, there's no option. You just got to ride this out for a couple years.
Alphon Sydney joining us. He is part of the Heat Beat podcast there, the Five Reasons Sports Network here in Miami, covers the Heat. And Alphonse, you mentioned the fan base, and it's kind of been like that since the beginning of the year. Half those fans don't win a game, you know, but they also, you got half the fans that realize it's Pat Riley. Like, Pat Riley doesn't tank. That's not who he is. That's not part of his fabric. But I think the one thing that can unite the fan base, and we got about 60 seconds here, the failing of LeBron James with the Lakers this year. Can we say that all Heat fans are united on celebrating and toasting to that?
Definitely. And we've talked about this before. And I believe that I was on your show and I said LeBron won't make the playoffs. And I said it on other shows, and I got a bunch of backlash. I had people trashing me on Twitter. I never saw it happening with this team. He made a decision about movies and about acting and entertainment, and he didn't make a great basketball decision. And I don't think he even cares. But what it does is, and it's funny, it's actually united Cleveland and Miami fans, which I think I never thought would have happened. It shows that, yeah, it takes more than just LeBron James. It actually takes an organization dedicated to winning and making smart decisions. So it's actually, if you look at it for Heat fans, it's actually put the Miami Heat franchise into a better light. When you look at it and say, well, look at what the Heat did for LeBron over those 4 years, where all four years he was in the finals. Three of those 4 years, they should have won championships. One of them was his fault. And it just goes to show you that it's not about one team. I mean, one man. It's about the team. It's about the organization. It's about the structure. And it's about how you put everything together.
Good stuff. Alphon Sydney, Heat Beat Podcast. Make sure you guys tell him on Twitter at Alf954. Check him out. And Alphon, thank you for your time, my man. And hopefully we'll talk to you again when the Heat are in the playoffs. And maybe we can get a win or two with D-Wade. And we can all toast to that career, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, man. Alphon Sydney, part of the Heat Beat Podcast. Thanks, Five Reasons Sports Network. And isn't it funny now how LeBron is a uniter? How do you like that, Dane, that he's a uniter?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know,
yep.
And listen, talk about this stuff. The motivation, was it a basketball decision for LeBron? No, we know that. And what's interesting, he says the fan base is split there. Do we tank? Or do we go for it? That's the essential question in sports today. Running away.
Yeah,
from
it really is. And a lot of fan bases are trying to deal with it. But it is Pat Riley, after all. All right, our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. He's got some upsets. He's got some plays. He's got some brackets. We'll cover with him next, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So took the under in today's baseball game, Seattle-Oakland, game number two in Japan. First pitch was, 5:35 again. 3-2, and we've made it to the sixth inning here, Dean, which is always good stuff.
It's a better pace than yesterday.
Yeah, much better pace than yesterday there. But, I got the under. It was 9.5 runs today. It was 8.5 yesterday. They saw how many home runs were hit in that game. And apparently the ball flies out in Japan. Who knew that? But 3-2 right now, bottom of the sixth. Looks like they'll definitely have this game over before we're done here at 9 o'clock. But want to welcome
you.
Yeah,
the potential save situation for my guy Hunter Strickland.
Today, yes, absolutely correct. Yeah, we didn't have much of that yesterday. Had a lot of bad ERAs yesterday. But that's a very good point. Two games in already. Everyone else is still playing.
I'm excited.
Did you get the save yesterday?
It was a 9-7 final yesterday, so it was a lot of runs. But my Hunter Stricter and closer came in and pitched a clean ninth, struck out two.
Oh, I thought it was out of range. Gotcha. What'd he pitch? He got three outs?
Ninth, baby. Clean ninth.
He pitched a ninth. Clean ninth. All right. There you go. How many points did he get? Eight?
No, what it is, you know, we track these, you know, you accumulate it throughout the whole season. So my team out of the whole has one save. Everybody else's team has zero.
Zero. Squat. Yes. Yeah. Will they pitch him back to back, you think?
Yeah, why not? He's a closer. Let's go. Yeah.
Throw him out.
Got a whole week to rest after this when they fly back from Japan, Joe.
Yeah, I'm still laughing at the fact that we're talking about these two teams will have two games in the books and everyone else is still playing like spring training game. Like the whole thing here is just a little confusing to me. A lot of people I talked to yesterday didn't even realize that there was baseball being played. Like they had no idea that was going on. So very, very strange there. Do we have Jay? Is he on the line here yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, very good. All right, so we'll talk to our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, as he's got his bracket ready to go. And if you are a capper, this is the time of year where you are just you're kind of pulling your hair out. It's great with baseball because you got 162, you know, games coming your way that you can kind of pick and choose, and it doesn't have to be as hairy. But right now, it's crazy trying to cap not only the tournament. You got your brackets. You got your sports investing plays. You've also got NIT, CIT. You know, you've got guys that are diving in looking for what we witnessed and talked about last night. 18.5 point favorite. Alabama plays Norfolk State, doesn't want to be there. 18 people in the gym, and Alabama loses in overtime as a, you know, as a double digit favorite there. And that's the kind of stuff where guys this time of year, Dane, they dive into those games, and the first thing they look for, motivation. And even the kids said it on Norfolk, got no business being Alabama during warm-ups, didn't look like they wanted to be anywhere even remotely close to this game. And you take on a team like Norfolk, that gives guys like you and me an opportunity to go, oh, plus 850 on the money line. Thank you very much all day long.
Yep, absolutely. We talk about motivation, Joe, you know, as we try to help all the degenerates here on Make It Rain. We talk about that as a very important factor. It played itself out in Alabama yesterday. But to your other point, Joe, real quick, I mean, like, this time of year, there's baseball, there's the NIT, there's March Madness. I say all the time that these cappers only have some bandwidth themselves, right? There's almost too much for them to research and handicap and put smart lines on right now. So this may be places you can find inefficiencies, all right? So absolutely, I'm excited to hear the sports keg sort of feels. I have some trends and angles also for one of my biggest upsets of the day that I'll bounce off you a little bit later on in the show, because I know, Joe, you like the inputs, the trends, the angles, not necessarily the output. So I'm going to try and sell you on an angle later on today.
Let's bring him on. He is one of the best, one of the most innovative cappers that we know, covers everything from football to obviously this time of year, but UFC. And he's also the host of the KegCast on YouTube, the Sports Keg YouTube channel, where daily he is helping guys, helping cappers like you, like me, profit from live in-game wagering. And I think how many units are you up already just on these live interactive KegCasts that you do during the week? And good morning, Jay, welcome in, man.
What's up, brother? 58 units in 5 weeks.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, it's not just like all of these guys show up, cappers from around the country, they join the YouTube channel, they join the chat, and they're all deciding what games to play live. So it's giving people a chance to actually do some live in-game wagering that may not have and fit that kind of – that's just gaudy, dude. That really is. And, you know, you and I didn't get an invitation. You know what I mean?
Really?
What's up with that? Come on.
I would love to have you guys on the show with us. It's one gigantic degenerate think tank. Even the guys
that's
that
what
we
it
have,
sounds like. It
the
sounds
guys
like a
that we have
here.
In the chat. What'd you say?
I'm saying it sounds like a syndicate, a conglomerate. I just need to figure out which is the best bet of you guys to collaboratively and make that my best bet.
Dane, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing, man. Like, there's some really talented guys even in the chat. Plus, a couple of the guys are on from the keg every night, and we're killing it, man. Why are destroying
I'm getting,
it?
I'm getting a half chub right now as you're talking about it, bro.
Well, help us make some money here tournament-wise. Give us an idea. Your bracket, we'll start there first. As you move along, what's your final four? Who do you got?
My final four is Duke, Texas Tech, Virginia, and North Carolina.
Love that angle. That was the first time we heard that, Dave.
It's my Texas Tech. I'm telling you, Texas Tech and Florida State in that region. Fade Gonzaga.
Nice.
I love
that.
Texas Tech, man. I love Tech. They're the best team in the country defensively. And if they can lock it in, if they can get the job done, if Jarrett Culver – If he can carry the team, if Moretti and Mooney could make their shots down the stretch, they already have. I can't wait. The best matchup of the tournament is going to be the best offense in the country in Gonzaga against the best defense in the country in Texas Tech. That's other than a North Carolina Duke final. I mean, I think that's going to be the best game in the tournament.
He is the Sports Keg CEO. Make sure you guys are tailing him on Twitter at the Sports Keg CEO. Some of these games here today, I know we talked to Ralph Michaels last hour, and Dane and I are in agreement. We look at this Yale team. It's got an NBA player on it going up against an LSU team who doesn't know who their coach is. A bit of a problem heading into the tournament. Getting 6.5, 7 on the books is what they are doing. Is there a game? Do you like this game? Is there an underdog you're looking at today that you go and keep an eye on?
Well, I mean, in terms of the Yale LSU game, I was really high this year on LSU. I think they have great players: Tremont Waters, Naz Reid. Like, they're possible NBA talent down the road. But who knows what's going on in the locker room right now? Will Wade decided to be a criminal, and you're hearing reports in the locker room that it's not right. I know everyone laughs at the Ivy League, Joe, but Yale's a really solid squad, man. I backed them multiple spots this year. They got it done for me every time. Here's the problem. The line opened up at like 8, 8.5. At 8, 8.5, 9, I was willing to back Yale, no problem. But right now, I'm seeing it's down to 6 in some spots. And when you're talking about 3 possessions, I think in the end, the athletes that LSU have probably cover 3 possessions. But if you were able to catch Yale at the opener, I don't hate it at all. But right now, I mean, the public is destroying the lines on these dogs, man. Everywhere you look, Northeastern opened up 8.5. Now they're 6.5. That's another game. I think Northeastern's live against Kansas. Like, I think they can beat them straight up. That's an interesting game. You know, Jordan Rowland and Vasa Busica, they've been great for Northeastern this year. And Kansas has had injuries all year that could have transformed the team into a legit contender had they had everyone healthy, but they don't. They were undefeated this year at the Fog, but they're a dreadful road team. And a neutral court is still basically a road team. It's been a while since I thought they can lose in the first round. But, I mean, at people that got it at 8.5, I sent it out at 8. I sent Northeastern out at +8. You know, it's 6.5 now, so you probably, you know, the best of the number passed you by. But that's a game you look to bet to take Northeastern live. If you see Northeastern in game +9, +10, I would hop on it.
Love that.
Hey, Jay, first of all, thank you so much for validating my Jared Culver and Texas Tech play, okay? That's the reason why I'm going 9-1-2, so I appreciate you validating what 100%. I had to say. My question for you, Jay.
Love him.
Okay, cool. My question for you is about this Murray State-Marquette game. Okay, and we all know the term fade the public, right? Well, the public is all about that 12-5 upset. The public knows about Ja Morant because of SportsCenter highlights and that sort of thing, right? So I think, ironically, the 12-seed Murray State is almost like a public team. Marquette's laying 3.5 last I saw. Talk to me about you capping that game. Could there be all of a sudden a contrarian play to actually back Marquette, the higher seed, who has a
well,
stud
I
there
sent, I sent,
because of the public?
I sent Marquette out, Dane. Here's what that game comes down to, okay? That's going to be another one of those games where it's just a phenomenal one-on-one matchup. The whole country knows Ja Morant because he's plastered all over ESPN, but the country's going to find out about Marcus Howard today. Because Marcus Howard is legit. He's carried that Marquette game all year. He's the Big East Player of the Year. What the game's going to come down to is Ja Morant and Marcus Howard cancel each other out. It's going to come down to the role players in that game. And Marquette overall is a much better squad than Murray State is. So I saw that line opened up around 4.5. I'm seeing 3. In some spots, I'm laying the 3.
Love that. All right, and what about Belmont? Do you think Belmont's got enough firepower to take down Maryland?
Belmont. I was really surprised that the committee realized to put that there were 2 teams worthy of making the tournament out of the Ohio Valley this year. They pretty much took TCU's spot. I'm glad they did. It's an interesting matchup because of how inconsistent Maryland has been all year. If Bruno Fernando is locked in the paint and that causes Belmont to double team him, Maryland is capable of playing some really nice inside out basketball. And if they start hitting threes, they can win this game. But what would worry me if I was a Maryland fan is how offensively sound Belmont is. they are really good at putting the ball in the hoop. I mean, what can you say about Dylan Windler? He put on a show the other night. He's been a 20-10 kid all year. And if he's on, they're able to run their offense through him and have success against the Maryland Bigs, then I think they're live to beat Maryland. I've been higher than most on Maryland this year. But would it shock me if Belmont won the game? No, it wouldn't. Not really.
He is Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Make sure you guys tail him on Twitter. Also, YouTube. Check out the Sports Keg channel. Join the rest of everyone else. Put money in their pocket during these live wagering keg casts over there. Jay, good luck to you, brother. Thank you so very much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.
I love you guys, man.
You got it. Hear from an odds maker. We'll do that coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
The College Insider Tournament with Quinnipiac and the New Jersey Institute of Technology. That's when you know you got a gambling problem. Although you just mentioned you at the buffet. That's it. You want a little bit of everything, but then you get an upset stomach after, right? You know,
yep.
can't
you know,
mix everything.
Why did I get the 20-piece barrel, Gabe? I know I could have still had leftovers with a 12. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. Do you want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Roto Experts.
You work out a deal. You finally work it out. You're ready to hit accept. And he goes, you know what? I'm not so sure now. Right. Like, that drives me insane when you get that. You just spent a half hour. I mean, literally, you got players. You're running out. Players are the players' names. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
You're imagining your roster with the new players.
Right.
You're excited.
Right. You're happy. And then at the last second, he or she doesn't pull the trigger.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Wow, time flying by here on a Thursday. T-minus 4 hours until tip-off as we get ready for the madness. The madness is coming, and I know you would want to thank both Alphonse Sidney, by the way, Five Reasons Sports Network, for stopping by earlier, giving us the latest Miami Heat perspective, battling for that 8th spot on the road. Took care of San Antonio last night. Great job on the road tomorrow to Milwaukee. I think I'm looking forward to seeing that game. And Milwaukee's a little banged up right now, but I can't wait to see the matchup on the road and see exactly what happens here, because that could very well be the 1-8, the first round of the playoffs. That could be the 1-8. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes. And, of course, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, some great stuff there. And you had mentioned you got a big dog circled on your card, don't you?
I do. And first, for context, Joe, remember, because this is about trends and angles and stuff like that. Conceptually, right. Joe, I'm trying to teach people how to fish. In games that are lower scoring, it's hard to cover a big spread. You know what I mean? If there's not that many points being scored at all, then it's harder to cover a big number, right? I look at the lowest total on the board tonight, Joe, and it's a 127 total that I'm seeing from Old Dominion and Purdue. And let me tell you something. This Old Dominion team is pretty good. They are champions of Conference USA. They are 10-2 in their last 12 games. We talk about how defense reigns supreme in the South, and you know, you make jokes all the time, Joe, about how I have my Syracuse-centric lean. I saw early in the season, I saw the Old Dominion Monarchs come into the Carrier Dome and beat Syracuse outright. Okay, and now I'm seeing like 13.5 points. I don't think in what Vegas thinks is one of the lowest scoring games of the day, I think Purdue could win. But to me, that number is way too big to cover what is a quality team and a conference champion. I think 13.5 is too much. Give me Old Dominion plus 13.5, especially in a lower scoring game that Vegas thinks is going to wind up being in the 50s or 60s. I don't see how they get that working margin. All right. And then without Frank Howard, brother man, you know I'm on this under for Cuse Baylor. No Frank Howard, adjust to the zone. And Boeheim, if they're up, Joe, Boeheim goes to that four corners, kind of bleed out the shot clock offense earlier than most coaches. Okay. So he'll try and park the bus if they're up. Give me Cuse Baylor under 130. And of course, the 16 first half unders, Joe.
Love the way you're approaching that and thinking it out. Great blueprint. We'll talk more about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.